From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. This just in. I've always wanted to say that. A federal appeals court today postponed California's gubernatorial recall election, which had been set for just 3 weeks from now. A three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the vote cannot go forward because some voters would be forced to use outdated punch card ballot machines. Carla Marinucci is a political writer for the San Francisco Chronicle. She joins us again on Day to Day. Carla, welcome back. And what can you tell us about this ruling?
Well, we know that already there are appeals in the works to this ruling, Alex. This was the federal appeals court which blocked the October 7th recall election because about 44% of the voters in six counties were going to have to cast their ballots on these well-known punch card machines. This is like a horror movie, The Return of the Hanging Chad. Well, it means this election is going to be delayed unless it will be appealed, and it looks like the People's Advocate Group, which began this recall election, says give us 24 hours. Those appeals are already in the works.
We're going to get back into court. Now, this is put off. The appeals court has put this off till March because California is replacing all of its voting machines, and those will all be in place by March, so you won't have this problem anymore. But there's something else about March that politically is very important here.
Absolutely. To Governor Gray Davis, this is very good news because March is the date of the Democratic presidential primary. There are no Republican challengers to George W. Bush, so Democrats are expected to come out in droves to cast their ballots. The governor has always said that he wanted more voters to be able to come out to the polls. There was a worry that with only a small group of voters coming out for this recall election, that a new governor could be elected with as little as 15% of the vote. With the recall delayed, if it stays delayed, he has a much stronger chance of beating this.
What do you hear from any of the candidate camps, if anything, so quickly after this ruling, which is less than an hour old as we speak?
Well, Governor Davis is about to appear in Los Angeles with Bill Clinton again today. The Davis camp is obviously very buoyed by this. They have said all along that it was an unfair election because so few of such a small slice of the electorate would be casting a vote here. And with the election delayed until March and a presidential primary with so many Democratic candidates, obviously the turnout's going to be much greater. And for him, this is what they wanted all along.
But as you say, this is going to be appealed by the pro-recall group. They're going to try to go on with
this. No question about it. They've already said that in 24 hours. Ted Costa, who's the head of the Sacramento group, People's Advocate, they put the ballot on the measure, said their attorneys are going to appeal this ruling, absolutely.
Carla Marinucci, political writer for the San Francisco Chronicle. Thanks, Carla. We'll be talking to you again.
Thank you, Alex.